From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
I said I didn't think it would be possible to get big-time free agents here because I don't think people are lining up to play with James Harden. And not only did they get a big-time player, but they got a guy who I do think people want to line up to play with.
And they had a guy who had options, too.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, and a guy who, not like a guy who's coming like, oh, I got to go for the money. You know, I have to take the deal or I can't pass this up.
No, he could have got a max deal. He can get a max deal wherever he wants. What do you think of Dak Prescott?
I think he's all right. I was really impressed with his season and,
you think
and
how he handled this year?
Regresses is too strong of a word. I think he'll
progress. Do you think the league adjusts to Dak Prescott this year?
I'm not worried about the league adjusting. I think he'll progress. I don't think he'll have. He was almost perfect last year. I mean, I don't think he'll have a perfect season. I think he'll go on and be a fine player. Like, if he progresses in every way from last year, he'll be the best quarterback we've ever seen this year, and that's just not going to happen.
Yeah. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
One more hour to go. No Fred today. Jerome Solomon subbing in. AJ is here.
Hey, you're doing a fine job, by the way.
I'm doing a decent job.
A fine job.
That reminds me. I was going to touch base on this a little bit yesterday, and we never got around to it. I had to, since I was getting people reaching out to me on Twitter, and you can catch us on Twitter at Degenerates975, at AJ is the real, at Jerome Solomon. 713-780-ESPN is your number. People were hitting me on Twitter talking about calling me out on the radio the other day.
Oh, yeah, JT.
When I wasn't here.
JT said
I don't even know who the hell JT is.
You were old.
So I had to go back and listen to the podcast, and you can check the podcast on ESPN975.com or downloaded Podcast Arena, et cetera. And it was quite humorous. That's pretty much it.
That's it? Just humorous? Okay.
I thought it was relatively humorous. I mean, right. He said something about he was certain that I was going to come back and crush him on the air. And I was like, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to crush you.
What?
No, I don't really care. But it's more specifically, it's like, you know, like, would you, I mean, you crush somebody. I don't even know who he is. So it's like.
I don't know you, bro. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I mean, I'm not even saying it like that. It's like, how do you even put it?
Turn around. Let me see your jersey. I don't know you, bro.
Yeah, who the hell are you? Yeah, I mean, you step on a roach, you keep on moving. Roaches don't get like a public hanging,
like,
right?
Conor McGregor, who the fook is that guy?
Yeah, you can't say that on the radio.
I said fook. That's
I don't know what to do with that. I don't know if I should dump that or not.
But it was a fluke.
It's a fluke.
It was a mispronounced fluke.
Fluke.
Yeah, but I mean, like a roach, you don't get a trial and present witnesses and have testimony and have a...
You're not going to hear his side of the story.
They've got to have final arguments and then a...
You're just going to hit him with your shoe.
And a public hanging or, you know, execution. He's a roach. You step on and keep on going.
Oh,
so,
man.
I mean, come on. You know, if he doesn't understand who I am and what I'm about and he thinks that, that's he's the fool, not me.
There's a lot of people who are tweeting me about this. And listen, I understand absolutely why Conor McGregor's fighting. I don't think Conor McGregor believes that he's going to win, no matter what he projects. I mean, he may stick his chest out and go to the press conferences and say he knows he's going to win.
He better. I mean, well, that helps.
But I believe deep inside Conor McGregor, he realizes that this isn't a winnable fight for him. And I totally understand why he's doing it. Because
at a minimum, he should think, I'm a huge underdog, and I have to do something really outstanding and get lucky to pull this off.
Here's the great thing.
I'm not scared to get in the ring with this guy,
right?
Because I believe in me.
Here's the great thing,
and they're paying me.
if he wins, wow, everyone's shocked. It's crazy.
I told you so.
And they probably get to fight again, and he makes even more money. If he loses, okay, he was supposed to lose, and whether he wins or loses, he gets $100 million. Yes, I would fight Floyd Mayweather for $100 million.
And
I would
for less.
I would pretend like I had a chance to beat Floyd Mayweather for $100 million, and I'd train my ass off. Hell, I'd probably get down to 155 pounds if I had to. You know, that's fine.
You get down to your ninth grade weight, huh?
Yeah, but I don't think he really believes he has a chance to win.
No, and we haven't even heard him talk it up yet. He hasn't gotten in the full-fledged, full-blown fight promo mode.
It's coming.
And it's going to be really entertaining. Coming. Is it an HBO production? They do the 24/7? That 24/7 is going to be a must-watch. It will be as entertaining as any they've ever had. I mean, that'll be fun and fascinating. Which brings to mind, too. I'll throw this out. Go ahead.
Crown This Empire says Skip Bayless is Team McGregor. Okay.
That says a lot.
you know who knows less about fighting than Skip Bayless? Nobody. Literally nobody. I wish I could talk to Skip Bayless and say, hey, Skip, name an MMA fighter not named Ronda Rousey or Conor McGregor and watch him go.
That would be a challenge.
Hulk Hogan. I mean, he'd come up with something stupid. That dude knows nothing.
Yeah.
Ask him to name a boxer not named Floyd Mayweather or Manny Pacquiao. He doesn't. He doesn't know anything. He's a phony.
Yeah, and he's much more of a phony than Conor McGregor, who actually is in the ring and talks a bunch and backs it up. 99.9% of the time, this is just going to be that 0.01.
Yeah, this is that time.
Yeah, Matt, you're on with the sports people on the Blitz. Be sportsy
sports.
With us.
Sports. Sports.
Hey, now.
Hey, man, I just touch on that real quick before I get to my thought. But just kudos to Connor, man. He literally, well, he had to do a lot of fighting to get where he's at, but he talked his way into this fight. And kudos for him for making, obviously, it's probably going to be a 100 million plus, and we all know how the fight's going to go, but it's entertaining. If Mayweather doesn't want to get touched, he won't get touched. But on to Triple G and Canelo. Man, I've been watching boxing since as long as I can remember, and I'm 32, so this is the first time that I remember two of the sport's best fighters, and not just perceived best, the best fighters that they got right now, going toe-to-toe. And I'm just excited to see that fight, and I just kind of want to see what y'all think, how the fight's going to go.
I've been for a good while saying that I thought this was Golovkin's fight to lose. I think he's the better fighter at this point. But I'm with you. I'm excited. I'm more excited about that fight than I am about McGregor and Mayweather, because the outcome's not
determined.
That's
a true fight. Yeah.
Yeah. This is what I prefer, are fights that I don't know who's going to win going in. I'm not 100% sure.
Those are the ones that get your juices flowing, where you're like, okay, I want to see what's going to happen here.
Like the Ward Kovalev fights, I was so stoked for both of them, honestly, because and now that I've watched, I mean, I think those guys are so evenly matched. Mm-hmm. I mean, most of the first fight was split down the middle, round by round. The second fight was split down the middle, round by round, until someone started getting hammered in the balls. Like
till he went low.
Yeah, that's what I like. I like it when they're back and forth. They're both guys are great. That's entertainment to me. That's why I watch fights.
Yeah, I mean, I'll even take a beat down when I didn't expect it to be a beat down before the fight started.
Right.
Like, I need to go into the fight going, I'm picking so-and-so, but I don't know.
Right.
You know, those are the fun ones.
Yeah.
What Pacquiao and Horn this weekend, any interest?
I mean, it's free on ESPN. I'll probably give it a look just to see what Pacquiao looks like at this point. But, I mean, they're smart to put it on ESPN, because I damn sure wouldn't be paying $50 for it.
No, and I wouldn't go out of my way to go see it anywhere either.
Right.
And this is completely unfair, I'll say, obviously. But Horn just doesn't sound like a fighter. Like, he's Australian, so it doesn't sound hard, you know? Like, he looks good, and he packs a punch, but, you know, it's the Australian accent. It completely throws me off. Have you heard him talk?
I've heard him talk.
Just like, you go.
But I also know Aussies are tough.
Oh, no, I'm not saying they're not, but
even though they sound funny, they're still pretty hard.
The boxer, you know. Yeah, but this ain't rugby.
No, that's true.
That's true. This ain't lacrosse. He's not a tall black. He's a short black. Or he's off black.
If he beats Manny Pacquiao has to stop fighting, right?
Man, Pacquiao needed to stop fighting way before now.
Yeah.
But yeah. Like, and Freddie Roach has said, if he doesn't, this is it. But Freddie Roach, I think, said that three fights ago.
He's got the built-in excuse of like, yeah, I'm a senator back in the Philippines. I'm pretty busy. I don't have time to fight anymore. That seems like a good time to walk away, but he seems intent on it. And yeah, I mean, when you do it, you love it.
Well, not even that. He's 39, so he's still a relatively young man. But, you know, I mean, you still get paid to do this.
Yeah.
You know, that's, I mean.
Well, that's why every time we talk to Roy Jones Jr., he's like, oh, yeah, I'm fighting again in 2 months. And I'm like, why? What's wrong with you? Why are you doing this to yourself? But people give him money to fight, he'll do it.
Yeah.
All right, guys, I got to tell you about dirt-free carpet cleaning. Did you know a lot of the carpet cleaning companies are actually leaving your carpets dirtier than they found them, not dirt-free? Protect against allergies by getting your carpets, your tile floors, your upholstery cleaned by dirt-free carpet. Give them a call right now, 281-DIRT-FREE, and go chemical-free with dirt-free, and they'll clean one room free with any purchase. Your carpets are going to be fresh, deep cleaned without soap or unhealthy dirt-attracting chemicals. Those other guys are leaving behind all that soap. They're leaving behind too much water. Not dirt-free. They've been doing this for over 30 years, cleaning upholstery, floors, oriental rugs. They'll clean your air ducts. They'll clean the interior of your car if that's what you want them to do, and they'll do it with that great technology. Give them a call right now, 281-DIRT-FREE. Tell them you heard it here on ESPN 97.5, and they'll do one room of carpet for free with any purchase, and they'll throw in a free speed dry just for calling right now. 281-DIRT-FREE. That's 281-347-8373 for dirt-free carpet.
RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
All right, I got to tell you about Saloon Door Brewing. We'll be out there tomorrow. Blitz is coming to the Saloon Door Brewery in Webster tomorrow. Join myself and Mike Liebeschock as we broadcast live. We're looking live from the brewery beginning at 4 p.m. Come on out, hang out for a little while, have a locally brewed beer with the Blitz until 7 p.m.
Cool.
Saloon Door Brewing down in Webster. Be there.
Be there.
Or be square.
Or be non-brewed up.
That's right.
Indeed. Hey, you're a gambler and you're a Vegas guy. You go to Vegas, but you don't like go on Vegas jaunts necessarily, right? You'll go,
I go for work
or something, but you don't just go when you're on. But because it's so heavily regulated, they have to put out full numbers and everything what casinos take in.
Yeah.
And so today just happens to be the day, and I know we've never talked about it, but it's always fascinating to me to see the numbers that the casinos win every month.
Of course.
So in May the numbers came out today of the casinos take, and I think a lot of people would be shocked at some of the numbers. Which of all the games, which do you think is the largest take for casinos?
Like yearly? Are you talking about
do this particular
for the month of July?
For the month of May.
May.
But I'll give you the options to break it down a little bit.
Okay.
Blackjack. It's separated like blackjack, craps, roulette, baccarat, sports book, and penny slots.
My guess would be, God, like what do they make the most off of?
Mm-hmm.
My guess would be slots.
Almost three times as much off of slots than the next.
Because like with blackjack, I mean, you've got some odds back coming back to you. I mean, you're not a favorite to win, mm-hmm. but not everybody who, you know, most people who sit down.
Give. Donate to the cause.
Yeah, most people just sit there mindlessly pushing those buttons. Mm-hmm. They don't know how much they've put in, and then they win like, oh, I won $40, but you don't realize, I put in 95, you know.
Yeah,
like
in May, Vegas casinos took in $282 million in penny slots, $110 million in blackjack, $100 million in baccarat.
That's surprising.
That's very surprising. Only $29.9 million in craps. When you think about it, craps, you have a lot fewer tables.
Yeah, that's true.
Crap table, so it's not as big as you would think.
But sometimes there's some big money being thrown on those craps tables.
It's huge for the people who play it. Yeah. And roulette, more in roulette than in craps, $36.5 million. And people just walk up there and hand their money to roulette wheel. Like, here, take that.
Right.
I don't want this.
Yeah.
I clearly don't need this, so I'm going to put that down there. Sports, only $2.9 million.
Well, in May, that's not surprising.
May is a quiet month, but
you get that in October, yeah. November. It's a different animal.
February,
yeah,
Super Bowl, you know. But and along those lines, you're talking about May is that number. There, Wall Street Journal had a story today about the Twitter interaction for NBA and the number of tweets about the NBA in July. The free agency period
mm-hmm.
is daily about the same number of tweets during the playoffs, much larger than during the regular season. So it's like the free agency period gets more social media traffic.
Yeah, it's not
than
surprising at all.
Regular season NBA. Yeah. And part of that too is regular season NBA, people actually go to the games rather than sitting around tweeting about all of them. And it's not like football where, oh, there's only one Rockets game this week. Everybody sit here and tweet about it for 3 hours. No, they play three or four times a week. They're here and there and coming and going. You're not paying attention, but there's only one Chris Paul move. So everybody tweets about that, you know, till they get tired of themselves. But it's kind of a taste of what the NFL or how the NBA rolls. I wonder how the NFL breaks down. I assume playoffs are huge.
Yeah, the later it gets in the season, the bigger.
But every Sunday though,
Sundays are just massive for Vegas.
Yeah,
but I mean in the playoffs it's bigger. I mean that's just the way it goes.
Championship Sunday. I've gone thanks to a great boss, Fred Fowler, sent me to Vegas to spend the weekend and write stories about the conference championship games and casinos. It was huge. The Super Bowl was coming to town. Had to cover that.
There you go.
That was a great weekend. And that's one of the biggest weekends, like the Final Four or NCAA tournament, maybe even the first couple of rounds are really big in Vegas, just like that NFL championship weekend. Did you see the new logo for UNLV Sports? They've gotten a lot of flack for it.
Yeah, a lot of people aren't happy with that thing.
Being unhappy with, I guess, if you go to school there, but for other people, I'm like, who cares? But you can't tell what it is. It's hard to see because until it's explained what it is, it's like a trick. It's an illusion. Your eyes can't focus on it. Or do yours focus on it immediately?
No. I would say mine don't focus on it immediately.
Yeah, because I was looking and I'm like, then finally when they pointed and said, that's a mustache, I was like, okay, so his head is turned that way, so I guess I could kind of...
Maybe.
But even when I look back, I couldn't find the mustache the second time when I looked back. Yeah, that's really bad.
Oh, we got to talk to John again?
Oh, crap. That's another perfect segue. I said, that's really bad, and here comes John.
Great.
Well, that's a hell of an intro.
Hey, John.
I know, that's John Granato. That's Tyler's fault. Tyler keeps doing that, and I don't get to set you up properly.
Host of Raheel and Dell with John... on the program. What's going on, Johnny?
And the Sean Salisbury Show.
That's right.
Yeah. How about that? That's where my career is going. So I'm at rehab right now, which is,
It's about time. Your family's been pushing for years.
You think? Okay. My wife is thrilled. I said I'm at rehab. And by the way, I'm bleep faced. So, we're here. It's at Southmore. Look at you know the museum district? It is awesome. San Jacinto and Southmore. It's basically just north of Benz on San Jacinto. It's awesome. If you're looking for a great place to come and watch, there's no sports bars. I live over here. I live in the Montrose area over here in the museum district, and there's no sports bars. This is a sports bar. They got a gigantic 16-foot television. If you're looking for a great place to come and watch your games, you're looking for a place to shoot pool, they got pool tables here. They got, right now, We're throwing down, well, I'm not throwing down any IPAs, but they got $3 IPAs. They got craft beers. They got $2 domestic beers. It's awesome. Get on over here. Hang out with us. Great place. They got Willie Mays signed jersey here. They got Joe Namath signed jersey. Shaq. I mean, it's unbelievable. You should see this collection here. J.J., Emmitt Smith, Altuve. I'm looking at all of them right now. Signed jerseys right here at Rehab. So come on by. If you're in this neighborhood and you haven't stopped by Rehab, you really got to. Come on by. This is Southmore and San Jacinto. Place is great. Come see us. We're going to be here for a while more. So come on, hang out with us.
All right. That's John Granato down at Rehab. Thanks, John.
Cheap beer. Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah, cheap beer is a good thing.
Always.
And we posted on our Instagram that it's free pool. So you can go down and shoot some pool for free.
I hate places that charge for pool.
I hate playing pool.
Well, I don't like the ones that you have to put the quarter in, though.
Yeah, I don't like playing it free or not free. I'm not a big fan.
I'm a big pool player. Huh?
It's not for me.
Pool could be fun.
Yeah. Like when I was a kid, we had a pool table in our house, and I just wasn't interested in it. Like I you would think if that was the case, I would have grown up being pretty good at it. No, it just didn't do anything for me.
Your house was that big, huh?
No, not really. My dad
squeezed that sucker in there.
My dad took he basically took the garage, what used to be the garage, and bricked up the front of it and finished it. So it was carpeted. We had TVs in it. It was like a kid playroom, and we had a pool table in there, and he put a bathroom in there. I think it was a place like where he could just tell the kids to go so he wouldn't have to deal with us.
Cool.
I'm pretty sure.
I don't blame him.
So, what's up, Lamont?
Hey, man, did y'all watch the game last night, the Astros game?
Yeah, I was hating on them the whole time.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'm going to preface this by saying I'm not a prude. I'm not one of these hypersensitive people that's offended of everything. But I was really shocked at the theme last night, the Game of Thrones theme. And it was a big crowd. I think it was like 34,000 people, and there was a lot of kids there. Again, I'm not a prude. I was just really shocked that they would go with that theme right there. And to be honest, it was a lot of kids that seemed like they knew a lot of the references. I've seen people that dressed up and doing stuff, and I was just kind of just thrown off by that theme. I would think that they would do something all happy and but to go to Game of Thrones last night, and I don't know if it was.
Did people have just kids were kids dressed up like Game of Thrones characters too?
Oh yeah.
Well, I mean, they had their swords and they had their crowns and they had all of the stuff. I'm like, does this say something more about the Astros or something more about Houston?
I've seen teams that have done like Breaking Bad night where there's kids dressed up as Heisenberg and it's like. I don't think parents really care what their what their kids watch on TV.
If I had a little son, I would have dressed up as like Jaime Lannister and then dressed him up as Tyrion.
That's a good idea.
I think that would have been pretty.
I do have a son. I should do that.
Yeah,
I'm gonna dress up like.
I don't know if he's short enough though.
I have a 5-year-old. He's short enough.
Okay, yeah, he's short enough.
Yeah.
How many kids you got?
I got two. I'm gonna dress up like Daenerys, and I'm gonna dress my kids like dragons. And we're going to walk around.
I don't want to see that. You'll
see it, all right.
I didn't even want to hear that.
You're going to see it. You're going to see it.
I damn sure don't want to see that. That's disgusting.
I'm going to have to get waxed before I do that, though.
Are you a fan, real quick before I go, of organ play at the stadium? An announcer in Atlanta went off on the organist.
That. No.
Said they he shouldn't be playing organ music when the Braves are behind. And the... I don't know what the name of the organization is, but they have a union.
The organ players
the
do?
The organ players of the world have a union. Yes, they do.
What are they going to do, go on strike?
They were not happy.
If they go on strike, what happens? Oh, my God, we're going to have to get a DJ. we might have to push play when we want to hear some organ.
The Sports Organist Network and Trade Association.
I hope they go on strike. I really think
you want to see this. Huh?
Yeah, I want to see how pro sports deals with the game without organ players. Like, how are they going to get through? What are they going to do?
Baseball wouldn't be the same.
Man. Yeah,
nobody. People don't want to come to a baseball game. There's no organist.
That'll
of course
definitely
not.
Be a 30-for-30 in a couple of years if it happens.
That'd be a little deep. A little deep.
People are idiots. All right, what am I doing here? Window World. That's right, guys. Window World. Not only are they providing premium quality replacement windows at a fantastic low price, but those windows, those energy-saving windows, are made right here in America, where they should be made. And they carry the Good Housekeeping seal of approval. Window World has become the country's number one window company by offering a lifetime warranty that includes glass breakage and is transferable in case you ever sell your home. It's a higher quality product, and it's got a low price that starts at just $189. First step to reducing your energy bills? Simple. Call Window World of Houston. Schedule your free written estimate. There's no hassle. There's no high pressure. They're going to come out. They'll say, hey, this is what it'll cost to do the job. This is how long it'll take. You can say, cool, get started. Or you can say, no thanks, and they'll pack up and leave. No big deal. Give them a call, 713-439-1172, or go to windowworldhouston.com. That's 713-439-1172 or windowworldhouston.com. It's Window World, simply the best for less.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
No Fred Fowler, Jerome Solomon in today. Y'all just heard that promo from Mike and Mike and Mike Greenberg going off about being anti-super team because it's narrowing the league down, as it were, and that just makes no sense. More super teams, not fewer. I need more, because if you only have one super team, you don't have a bunch of teams that can actually win a championship. You just have one super team.
But I'm okay with it, too.
And I mean, so I don't want every all-star, what they're 24 All-Stars, I say, 12 on each team, right?
I'd be okay with that.
But I'm saying, to make the actual All-Star game.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want each All-Star to be on a separate team.
Oh, no,
that's
no fun.
Stupid. Yeah, no, give me those 12 All-Stars on about four teams.
I'm good with that.
Give me the Celtics from the mid-80s where they have five Hall of Famers on the team. They got a Hall of Famer coming off the bench.
Give me Showtime.
Exactly. And that when those teams match up, I know I'm seeing the best of the best. I'm seeing the best quality play that we can get. I'd much rather the Rockets and the Clippers be merged together to form a team. Granted, we took the best player from each team now, and they're both with the Rockets. That's a good thing, because the Clippers last year were not about to win a damn thing with just Chris Paul being the best player, and the Rockets were not about to win a damn thing with James Harden being the best player. I'm far more interested in watching them play together than I was in watching them separately.
I'm with you.
And especially in the playoffs, when we both know, the Warriors ain't having it.
Yeah.
You can roll out all the Chris Pauls and Blake Griffins you want, the Warriors not having it. You can roll out all the James Harden you want, the Warriors not having it. You can roll out Kawhi Leonard by himself, or they ain't having it. Y'all better come together.
Yeah. I want the Cavs to get another guy.
The Cavs need one,
too. With the Warriors, yeah. I want the Spurs to get a couple more guys. I want about four good teams, and then I want everybody else to basically be like
get out the way.
Yeah, the Brooklyn Nets.
And I don't mind. And that's the thing, that doesn't stop them from being good young up and comers. And I think that's part of part of it is a perception thing that they're these quote unquote super teams, and we used to have more. There was never more parity. There was always Lakers and Celtics, and then the Pistons, and then the Bulls. There was never much parity at all. During the 80s, the Lakers won the West every year, except the 2 years the Rockets beat them and got to the finals. But there were great players on other teams. But part of that reason there were great players on the Hawks and the Suns for a while and other teams was those guys were 24, 25 years old when they came into the league. 23, they played 3 or 4 years of college ball, so you knew who they were. Right now, guys on these other teams are, they still have to come into their own.
I also love that the Warriors did it. Like, LeBron did his thing where they went to Miami and, LeBron and Chris Bosh go down to Miami and they make a super team. Or KG and Ray Allen came to Boston. Mm-hmm. But Golden State, they just drafted all those guys. And then they were better than everybody.
They drafted the right guys.
And then
they didn't like draft them all number one or two or three.
They were just smarter than other GMs.
I mean, you know,
they took guys that other people didn't want.
You give Sam Presti a lot of love, but I mean, Kevin Durant was the number two pick in the whole draft.
Russell Westbrook was number three,
I think. And James Harden was number three.
Yeah.
People make it seem like, well, James Harden, well, you know, he was just on the bench and he was the third pick in the draft, people. Yeah. This is not a surprise that he can turn out to be a pretty good player.
The Warriors organically built a great team and then added a player.
There you go. Let's do a little bit more.
Yeah, let's throw a cherry on top of this bad boy.
Nothing wrong with that.
You go 72-10 and there are 73-9 and then they're like, you know what'd be really cool if we got like one of the two or three best players in the league
and
worked him into this.
And the thing is, the Bulls did that. They drafted Michael Jordan. They drafted Scottie Pippen. But they went out and
they got Dennis Rodman.
They added Rodman. So they were like the Warriors and went out and added Draymond Green.
Right.
Basically.
Yeah.
You know? And nobody freaked out.
Nobody
like,
cried.
Hey, that's what you got to do.
Yeah.
You know? The Lakers went out and got the number one pick overall in the whole league when they added James Worthy, the college player of the year. I mean, that's how the world works. You're not supposed to get better because we don't want to get better. We want to, help everybody out. No, everybody else is going to feed off of it. You know, I mean, it's simple as that. Give me more of the better teams adding more players. I need Paul George to get out of Indiana. I know that.
Oh, yeah, he's wasted there.
I don't care where he goes, but he goes to Cleveland. Ooh,
yeah.
He comes to the Rockets. Ooh,
Boston. I'm cool with that.
Boston. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know.
But let me tell you something. He signs with the Heat, the Hawks. I don't care.
I'm not with you on that.
I don't care.
This is funny though.
But Paul George might be like, man, I might go to the Clippers now. They got some cap space.
I got cap space.
Don't
and
care.
I'll be the best player on the team. No,
don't care.
We don't need you to be the best player on the team.
Because if you're the best player on that team, you ain't good enough.
You're not good enough. And Jeff Van Gundy loves him some Paul George. But other people in Indianapolis, are not as big on Paul George as you might think.
It's because he's black.
You know, we're outside. That's a factor. I don't think that has anything to do with it. But no, they think, and I know some people that cover the team, the feeling around there is he talks a better game than he delivers. So he says all the right things. And, you know, like the time late in the year when he was like, or it was a playoff game that, you know, you should give me that last shot. He's never made a game winning shot. So for him to talk like he's supposed to get the shot is like,
right.
Well, dude, you never made one, so why are you, you know?
I thought the weirdest thing was Indiana's brass, like a week ago, saying felt like a gut punch when Paul George said that he didn't want to be here anymore. I'm like, do y'all not have the internet in Indiana? How are you just now finding out that Paul George wants out of
there? Like, where y'all been?
We've been talking about this for 2 years. Like, Paul George can't wait for his contract to be able to get the hell out of Indiana.
And then it got worse because he didn't make the all-NBA squad and get that extra boost.
So
he has even less incentive to stay there.
They're like, honestly, we were just taken aback that Paul didn't want to be here. We're just now finding out about this. I'm like, man, you guys, you got to do some research.
Just not paying attention at all. And their window for keeping him is closed.
That's like when a woman leaves her husband and the husband's like, God, I thought she was real happy. I don't know what could have been going wrong. I'd sit on the couch and eat potato chips and watch wrestling every night. I thought she was happy. Well, no, turns out she's not. She's gone. You can't believe it.
I thought that friend of her, Deshaun, was just just a friend. Come to find out, Deshaun was doing some things to my girl.
I thought she was just on Tinder to laugh at the people.
She used to show me the pictures of, look at this black guy here. Ha-ha! We laugh, get a good chuckle.
All right, guys, I got to tell you about Man Centers. If whatever your issue, your male-related issue, you may be thinking, oh, I don't want to talk about that with a doctor. Quit being stubborn. Quit being a dummy. And go talk to a doctor about it. Prevention's the key, guys. You need to get checkups before you actually start to see symptoms of things like genital pain, prostate, urinary issues, or even concerns about STDs, you got a responsibility to be healthy for your family, and prevention's the key. With an easy annual checkup, Man Centers is helping men lead better, more fulfilling lives. That's what you want to do. And maybe you've got low testosterone. You might not even know you have low testosterone, but if you've been unmotivated or sluggish, or you're tired at work, or you need a lot of coffee to get you through the day, could be low T. Natural for men to go through this. A lot of places will get you addicted to these shots that you got to have for the rest of your life. Not Man Centers. It's not about injections. Man Centers is focusing on enhancing your body's natural ability to produce testosterone. That's going to help you out with sexual performance. If you're an athlete or an outdoorsman or you want to hit the gym regularly, it's going to help with stamina. It'll help you with motivation at your job. It's going to help you sleep. So many things to do at Man Centers. General male wellness, fertility evaluation, sexual dysfunction, low T, prostate issue, STD evaluation. They do it all. Go to mancenters.com to make an appointment, 832-358-8600. That's 832-358-8600. They've got a new location open in Pearland. If driving to Houston's too far for you, no problem. They got you covered down there on the south side. That's Man Centers. Women have OBGYNs. Men have Man Centers. Microphone like that, there, boy, we still stay street. Big things happen every time we meet, like a track team, crack team, dying to geek. Outcasts bumping up and down the street, slam back, Cadillac, by 75 them seats, freestyle to the beat, cause we get crossed, stay drunk at the club. Should have bought ESPN 97.5.
Nationals Cardinals Sunday Night Baseball, 7 p.m. on ESPN 97.5.
Get ready to wave your fun flag at main event 4th of July. Listen all week for your chance to win a $25 fun card. Valid for gameplay throughout a main event center near you. Head for the fun this 4th of July. Head for main event. Eat, bowl, play.
Play.
So you don't play pool. You do bowl. Not very good.
But, yeah, not very often. I like shuffleboard. Like a bar shuffleboard, like with not like where you push it with a stick. No, but like where you throw the salt on the table.
Yeah.
I like that, all right.
You got it. If you're drinking.
If you're drinking, yeah. Like, I don't like darts either.
You wouldn't just go, hey, let's go play some
shuffleboard. Let's go have a night of playing shuffleboard. No. That's like what I do when I'm drunk at a bar.
There's liquor involved.
And want some entertainment. I'll go play shuffleboard. I don't think I've ever played shuffleboard sober. So, yeah. But it's like you've got a select few choices. You can play shuffleboard, pool, or darts when you're drunk.
Yeah.
And shuffleboard seems the safest to me. One involves a stick. The other involves a sharp object.
Darts is always fun, though. Because you never practice. You never try to even be good.
No.
But then you have the nerve to be upset when you throw and don't throw well. You're like, oh, man, come on. You get competitive, and then you look at yourself, you're like,
well, the people okay, who practice.
I'm drinking, and I'm throwing, you know, a dart at a wall, and I throw a dart at a wall once every 3 years. What's wrong with me?
And they hit the little slivers. The people who play all the time can hit the little slivers, like, on purpose.
They're like, okay, I need a 20. Let me go for that. I need 18 here. Yeah,
please.
Yeah.
I'm just, like, throwing and hoping.
Stay up there first.
Right. Hit the board. Don't stick into the wall. Hey, did you see Kendall and Kylie Jenner got in some trouble for stealing, apparently?
I didn't read the story, but I saw the notice of their dumb t-shirt idea.
Yeah, they decided they were going to basically put their faces over the faces or the logos of famous musicians and sell those shirts for $125 each. The t-shirts, they used.
Oh, I didn't realize they did. I just thought they did.
You just saw the Biggie
and
one?
And Tupac. They did. Because I just played attention to the black folk.
They did Tupac, Biggie, Ozzy Osbourne, The Doors. They did Metallica, Pink Floyd, Kiss, Led Zeppelin. And all the shirts said, repurposed in the USA. And they were trying to sell them for $125.
That's genius.
Ozzy Osbourne's wife.
And somewhat illegal.
Extremely illegal. Biggie's mom, Valletta Wallace, said that she called the shirt disrespectful, disgusting, and exploitation at its worst. Yeah. Ozzy Osbourne's wife, Sharon, said, girls, You haven't earned the right to put your face with musical icons. Stick to what you know. Lip gloss.
Ooh. I don't think she meant that in the cosmetic way.
So I don't know. But yeah, they've now apologized and taken down the shirts, and any images of the shirts are now gone.
How does that work when it's more than two people, though? Like in Metallica, is it? Do they like alternate?
No, it was like the Metallica logo.
Oh, okay.
Just with the girl's faces over the top of it.
That's incredibly stupid.
But no, they knew that. But who? Somebody around them knew you couldn't do that, so they did that just so people would talk about it.
Where's the overlap of like, I really like Pink Floyd, but I also love the Jenner Sisters. I don't see that. I can't decide between getting a Kylie Jenner shirt or this Kiss shirt.
Oh, put them together.
There's some for $125. I can have both. Yes, my prayers have been answered.
I wouldn't pay $125.
Hell no.
For a Jenner, anything.
Is the show over?
Kylie or Kendall?
The show is over.
All right. Well, hey, that was Jerome, fun. Great job, man.
Enjoyed it thoroughly.
We'll be down at a Saloon Door Brewery tomorrow in Webster from 4 to 7, of course. Come on down, say hey, have a brew.
Good job, Tyler. You weren't nearly as awful as you've been before.
Way to not screw it up.
Except for that one time.
It was just a...
And the time you let a 12-second go over
pause.
The air.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah, you fucked up the...
Yeah, you... Big time. Thanks, Jerome Solomon. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow. It's The Blitz. Stay sportsy, kids.
You're listening to The Blitz.
Rock and roll, boys.
On ESPN 97.5.